Earth's inhabitants were famous across the galaxy for their propensity for taking in the less fortunate. So when it became apparent that the D-humans could no longer remain in their home planet, the L-humans of Earth welcomed these refugees with open arms. How could we not? By all appearance, they are our doppelgangers. Their planet's primordial slime had also spat out the secret of life, the same double helix we're all so familiar with. The difference between us was literally minuscule, almost inconsequential. They were our mirror images. Because everything was flipped in their body, they functioned perfectly fine. We didn't even have to worry about the spread of extraterrestrial diseases, because theirs did not affect us, and ours didn't leave a scratch on them. Alice's journey through the looking glass should have served as a cautionary tale. After leading a long and extensive campaign to convince the people of planet Earth to help our chiral brethren, the scientists finally won the polarizing debate. However, since the formulation of the plan to help the D-humans, there had been a few hiccups. The scientists had somehow overlooked the crucial fact that D-humans could not actually derive nutrition from L food, and so sprung up the Institute of D-Nutrition. But the most heartbreaking hiccup of all, we were biologically incompatible.
Too bad. And that story was based on an idea by the Nobel Prize-winning chemist Linus Pauling. He didn't actually get around to writing it, so MIT student Alexandra Surikov did it for him. And it was narrated there by Rox Middleton.